Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings from the first day of May. Yes, I am safe. As many of you know, we had a tornado strike down here in the Virginia Beach area last night. It was a rather, it's interesting. I was here watching the weather. I live in Chesapeake. I don't actually live in Virginia Beach. We tell everybody that's where we live. That way when the federal agents raid my house, they'll be in the wrong place. Sorry, that's a joke, sort of. Anyhow, we were sitting here living in our lavish, luxurious RV, and that storm that produced the tornado came past us, and you could see a lot of drop in it. And again, this is one of those cases where our wonderful meteorologists, you know, the knowledgeable ones, they went to school and stuff, so they must be smart. I'm telling you, this thing went by, and I looked at it, and I said, this is going to be bad, because it had a lot of drop in the clouds. But the geniuses back in the studios with all their super Doppler, Dippler, Dappler radio, special, extra, they missed it. Matter of fact, I was watching local 13 News where the NBA playoffs were on, and they were sitting there going, well, we can't tell. It says there's a tornado there, but we can't tell. We can't see it. Oh, maybe it's out to sea by now. Oh, let's return you to the game, because that's much more important than your life. And so they did, and a big swath of a neighborhood got destroyed. But what appears from the pictures to be a rather strong tornado. Now, I want you to understand, too, that all the houses destroyed were built to hurricane code. Y'all understand that? The government says, we're in a hurricane zone. We get hit by hurricanes. These houses were supposed to have extra bracing and all this other stuff, and the whole second floors were just wiped off. Remember, each and one of every one of those homes was inspected by a Virginia Beach inspector, building inspector, saying they were up to code. So much for your code. Oh, a tornado is different than a hurricane. You're right. A tornado has winds that last for minutes, and a hurricane has winds that last for hours. So these houses that were designed to, per the city of Virginia Beach, stand up to a hurricane, sure had a real hard time with a tornado. See, this just goes to this fallacy that the government is somehow protecting us, and that, you know, if we didn't pay those thousands of dollars for them to inspect the job sites, why, they would have just built terrible homes, you know, much like Homestead in Florida when Andrew came through and wiped an entire freshly built community right off the map. Fallacy that the government is somehow intelligent and brilliant and knowing and caring is the biggest fallacy and farce that has been foisted upon the American people. They give not a shit about you. They don't. You have any kind of conversation with these representatives and, oh, I'll get back to you. And then they never do, because they don't care. The only time they care is during election times when they need your vote so that they can become rulers. And I did say rulers, and I meant rulers, because they are rulers. They quit representing you years ago. And if you don't believe me, how come every person, I'm going to take Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp as a first. She's the freshest in there. She's been in there 6 years. She was a bartender in New York She went in there. When she went in, remember, she famously wore a dress, eat the rich, because she's against the rich. She has $23 million to her name now after earning $175,000 for 4 years. Who the hell is her financial planner? Because I want to hire them. You explain to me how you can legally turn $175,000 a year while living in the most expensive city in the United States into $23 million with zero corruption. Explain that one to me, because you absolutely positively cannot. Because they are corrupt. They are evil. They are corrupt. Everybody in Washington needs to go home. I get a better idea than elections. Elections cost a whole lot of money. Let's do this, jury duty. We'll call it civic duty. And then when you're called up, we'll get a whole bunch of average, everyday, run-of-the-mill Joes, and they will serve 1 year at the government for $175,000, which I'm sure a lot of American people would jump at. And you serve 1 year term, and then you're free. Because then we could actually get some lawmaking done. Because then everything would have to be out in the open, because you can't hide it, because members who are not part of your little clique will come in and destroy your little shadow game, all the stuff you hide from us, all the redacted documents. You care not a thing about national security. That is obvious when Joe Biden can hide the shit in his garage with his Corvette. So here you are. Here you are. Isn't it something? Isn't it something? Isn't it a good day to be alive? I'm telling you, folks. You had better wake up, because they're rapidly... The reason they're so outlandish right now is they know they have... The clock's ticking. They've been exposed. And people who are asleep are starting to wake up and going, hold on a minute. Slow down a minute. And they're going, no, we got to get this done. It's an emergency. We got 12 lives to live. We got to take away your cars. You got to have everything with batteries. We got to ban everything with all. The world's going to end. We got to hurry. Run. Don't look behind you. Don't stop. Run. It's scary. Run. We know what's best. We are the important ones. Run. Oh, it's a new disease. It's a new virus. Oh, we're all going to die. They are driving you with fear, and you are letting them do it because you're a bunch of scared people out there. Because nobody ever taught you to be brave. They taught you to rely on this person. Call this person when you're in trouble. That's not the way I was raised. You came on the farm at night. We didn't call the police. We met you with a weapon. And we took care of it ourselves. And guess what? Nobody came up and tried to break into our shit, because they knew it wouldn't be the cops they'd be facing. They knew in West Virginia, if it's a house, there's a gun in there. Break into somebody's house who's heavily armed. I guarantee you, my brother is a very religious man. You walk into his house, he will introduce you to God. I guarantee that one. And he will do it without hesitation. Because we were raised differently. We were raised to respect other people's properties, respect other people's belongings. These people are being raised that it's owed to them. It's owed to them that they can just go steal those tennis shoes because it's owed to them, because they were suppressed somehow. They're not taught how to work hard and sacrifice and save. They're taught, and if you watch First Amendment audits, which I do quite heavily, because they are exposing something. You know what's funny? Walmarts are being closed down all over the country because of what? Theft. They're being robbed blind. And guess who's not stopping it? The police. Well, I thought your heroes were supposed to be there. I thought your heroes were supposed to be there to protect you. Where are your heroes? Oh, they're out watching the First Amendment auditors being scared like little girls over a camera, calling for four, five, six cars to back them up So while they're dealing with the camera, because their little panty waist asses can't handle being filmed, Walmart's having material walked out because they're afraid of a camera. That's what your heroes do. And then if Walmart happens to do something to stop these people, they will sue Walmart and win, because Walmart should have just realized it's just stuff. It's not a human life. It's just stuff that people work to make, that people work to sell, that people work to ship. That's just stuff. No, it is the labor of all of those people. It is their hard-earned labor. It is their life being put into their job. That's what's being stolen. But you want to sit here and go, oh, it's just stuff. It's not stuff. So you value your stuff over a human's life? You're damn right I do. You come on my property, I'll make a canoe out of you. To be men in this country. There used to be people who stood up in this country, and now they are gone. I was just looking at this article. And this article has become very apparent. In the past, I would have said, oh, you guys are crazy. But the article says that 80% of the American population, if was told to do something wrong by the government, even if they knew it was wrong, would still do it because they don't have the spine to say no. Only 20% of America has the spine to say no to an illegitimate edict or order. Well, edict is actually better, because Joe's up there signing an executive order after. When did we elect a ruler? Executive orders should be outlawed, banned forever, because it totally destroys your right to have a representative. There wasn't a single place that voted for a close down, a shutdown, the lockouts. No Congress, no anything. Coast to coast voted on that. That was done by dictatorial little rulers that all should be voted out of office forever. But no, you're lining up to get your little check, and I need to feed. I need something to eat, and the government's going to give it to me. Hey! Where did they get that money? You don't care. You don't care that they took it from your neighbor who worked hard for that money. You don't care. You don't care that the money that they took from your neighbor prevents him from sending his kids to a better school. You don't care. All you care about is yourself. This country's turned into a bunch of selfish little shits, and you see them every day running around the mall. These selfish little entitled shits. In my day, they'd have got their asses whooped. And then they wouldn't have been entitled little shits now, would they? It's amazing what a good whipping can do to set somebody straight. But we're not allowed to do that now. Only the government can use violence. What? Think about it. Mom and Dad is now being prosecuted for whipping your kids, because that's child abuse. Yet those same parents that now cannot discipline their kids, if their kid is a gun to school because they ain't afraid of nobody hurting them, then the government can use violence. Because government is the only one who can use violence. And every single law written in the United States is backed by violence. Even the tax code. Every single law in the United States is backed by the threat of violence from men armed much better than you, because you didn't pay attention to the Second Amendment, and no law shall be written. The right shall not be infringed, and it's been infringed over 8,000 times now. It's sad. It's completely sad what we are doing in this country. Well, I'm expecting Herman to be calling in here soon, so I'm going to knock out a break so that we don't have to do a lot of breaks today. So with that in mind, here comes your first commercial.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula. Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Beeped up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
Hit the scene for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Well, we're back, and Herman is on the line. Herman, are you there?
Yes, I am. What is going on today?
Wow, Virginia Beach is all in a tizzy. They're all in a tizzy over that hurricane, that tornado that came through here last night.
Oh, yeah, it's a rough one. Something was in the water.
Yeah, something was in the water. They had the storms. They had that Great Neck. They had a whole, 100 houses out there destroyed.
Wow.
So
over 100 houses destroyed.
The haunted house is destroyed. Yeah. And here's the funny thing that I was bringing up. And you know, we live in a hurricane zone. We live in a hurricane zone, and we see hurricanes on a regular basis, which means our houses are supposed to be built to hurricane standards. And those hurricane standards are enforced by the city, much like driver's license are enforced by the state. And they pay thousands of dollars for building permits so that the building inspector can go by and make sure all the hurricane strapping was done and all the extra bracing was done. And that's for a storm that will probably have 120, 130 miles an hour wind for hours are now destroyed in seconds by a tornado with the same winds for probably a minute at the tops sustained on their property. Now, does that sound like they were built to a hurricane standard to you?
Doesn't sound like they were built to a hurricane standard to me, and it sounds like they were beneath regular standards of building.
That's what I'm saying. It's really funny because I was watching Channel 13 last night, and the weather forecaster was going, well, I don't see much wind shift here. It says there's a tornado there, and it doesn't look that bad. And hey, it's probably out over by the water now. Let's return you to the game. So our experts that can predict the weather 100 years from now can't look at something on a screen as it's happening and determine what it is.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You can predict the future, but you can't tell me what's happening in present time. All right.
Yes, right now. Right this second, you're looking at it live on your screen, and you don't know what it is, but I'm supposed to believe, I'm supposed to give up my car, I'm supposed to give up my life, because you predicted if we don't change our living 100 years from now, you know within a tenth of a degree what the temperature will be. Do you believe that?
Yes, that's amazing. That's amazing. So I don't want to hear about an asteroid or a meteor. If you can't tell me about a tornado or a hurricane. It's amazing.
Certainly, we live in a clown world right now where you're expected to believe people that time and time again get proven wrong, yet you're still supposed to believe them.
And that's amazing. And it's been going on for so long, man. Everything's off balance.
Yes.
Right now. So that means things have been wrong for a long time. But people are still saying they may have been wrong, but let's keep following the things we've been following for the longest.
There's still
no reason for change.
Yeah, they're just doing their best. Don't you understand? They try so hard. They just get it wrong sometimes.
They try so hard. What do you want us to do?
Think about this. They're all saying that the Rona was something new, and that's why they missed everything. Yet you and I, without any of their degrees or any of their access to their material, both knew everything we said was true, and we're the ones that are supposedly uneducated.
Well, they didn't want to admit. Now, the word COVID, okay, and covert, are not too far apart. Now, if you're saying a COVID operation, 19 is the number to which it is, this is how you're actually categorizing it and keeping it, you know, keeping up with it. Because it's listed under COVID-19. It's a mission. It's a purpose. That's why it has a title.
Exactly.
And people don't get that. They don't get that. They're trying to convince us.
I said this, and follow me. Did you ever see the movie Silence of the Lambs?
Mm-hmm. Jodie
Foster?
Remember
the scene? Yeah, remember the scene where Jodie Foster was watching was a governor talking about her daughter. She kept saying her daughter's name over and over. And she said, that's so smart. By giving a name, it makes it personal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for years, we've all just gone around and said, I got the flu. Nobody said, did you get the B6541 variation or the C275 or the Omicron? No, we all said, did you get the pukes? Did you get the body aches one? That's what we said. Because it was something that was there. We knew it was there. And nobody gave it the time of day because the flu has been around forever. But they made specifically sure to give this a name, give it variants, make sure that we knew each and every variant that was coming. And people actually, anybody who felt sick, just out of a point of fact, got tested for the Rona.
That's right. This was one. And then the thing is, how did you come up? Okay, you're not sure about Corona, right? So how are you sure about the testing strips to which you created to be able to discover Corona? How are you so confident in how you find out what Corona is if you're not sure how to fend against it? How do you know the detection methods are correct?
True. And that's the other thing that the director of the CDC came out recently and said they overcounted the cases of Rona.
Ha ha, no kidding, Sherlock. They are crazy.
It's amazing that a disaster that closed the world has now disappeared. People are still getting sick with it, but nobody cares.
Oh, no, it's not amazing to me, because have you ever heard of the words HIV, the letters HIV? Remember, stop this, and you better not have sex because everyone is going to have HIV, and people didn't stop having sex. And HIV just disappeared slowly, and people start having more sex, and everything's more freaky now.
Yeah, and now we get a pill so that if you take it and then you engage in activities that might get you AIDS, it might make your immune system stand up to it. Because now we can make money on that sex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Have you had Biktarvy? That's right. Grab your partner and do all kinds of freaky stuff, and don't worry, because we're going to back you up with some freaky stuff gel or some freaky stuff pills. It's crazy, man. No prevention, no safety.
And then the CEO of, I believe it's Moderna, made $211 million and is still up for more bonuses. And we paid through Operation Warp Speed to develop this poison, and then they get all the profits after we paid them to develop it.
Yes, yes. We pay them to develop it, then they make the profit from it. Why doesn't the government own the development of properties of things? How does this person become a millionaire? Why isn't that it goes to we the people in order to form a more perfect union, you know, to establish the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our prosperity through our day? Remember that stuff?
Oh, yeah. And where did the $50 billion in profit go?
Whew. I tell you, some great magic tricks in America.
It's sad what it is. It's out in the open where you can see it and nobody gives a shit. They're like, whatever. I still got my pay. I got my house, my roof, and everything. I'm gonna watch a basketball game. You all go worry about your little conspiracies and wake me up when we're all ready to die.
I'm going to stand here, and I'm going to slap you in your face, right? And I'm going to look at you, and you're going to say, why did you do that? And I'm going to ask you, what are you talking about? No one hit you in the face. Then I'm going to slap you again. And then you look at me and say, why did you do that? And I say, what is wrong with you? You're losing your mind. No one touched you.
Yeah.
This is how they're talking to us right now.
Oh, it is. It's exactly how these people who were rock solid in their belief, you get this, you will not get that. Bullshit. Now, I've had Facebook conversations with people who are so up the government's ass, they can't see straight. And then I provide them all the documentation, and they go, well, that's not what I heard. Well, you heard the government end of it, but you believe it. And that's what's really amazing to me how much these people trust the United States government, a government that has time after time again done horrible things to its people and other people.
And they're continuing to do so in a devastating pace. We have things that are happening amongst us that we can't even say what the things are. This is so terrible. You can't even say what the problems are because you have people that will unionize and fight against you for the wrong.
Yeah.
Period. We're fighting for wrong right now, and it doesn't make any sense. But for the individuals who have normalized this, because it's called normalized dysfunction. Normalize dysfunction. And the more you are what would become a whistleblower, quote unquote, the more dysfunctional it becomes, because what it does, it activates the masses of normalized dysfunctional thinkers, and they all come together to neutralize anything that comes against the normalized dysfunction.
Exactly. And if you speak out, there's something wrong with you. Get in line.
Yes.
The rest of us agree. Why won't you agree?
Yes, the greatest mind blower with me was, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And that comes with a 10% commitment. It's not just you. You're not just accepting Jesus. You're accepting a 10% commitment of total earnings. That's what I don't get. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
It blows my mind. So if you can get people to commit to something that I'm convinced you of, that you can't see, you can't touch, you can't feel, but I need 10% of what you can see, can touch, and can feel. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, because when I can't feel something, I can't touch it and stuff like that, and I say, you want to believe in Jesus, then I say what comes with that is happiness and joy and commitment of good feeling and loyalty because it's not physical. You feel what I'm saying? When you go to the 10%, this is physical. How do you cross this into, and if you can do that with that, you can do it with anything.
Exactly. That's why I just read a study today that they study people, and they've discovered 80% of the people lack the ability to stand up to a government order even when they know the order is wrong.
Correct. And people say, why do you say that? Okay, it's like this. How long – okay, this is a perfect example. I'm going to give you one right quick and see what you think it is, man. How long – do poor white people have to live in trailer parks? And how long do poor black people have to live in projects before you both realize you're being screwed by the government?
Yes, by the same person, but you want to call it somebody else because they've taught you that you can't be with them because they're black and you're white, and God knows we're supposed to hate each other right off the bat.
That's right. I'm supposed to not be able to stand you because you're white and you're the reason why I'm in my predicament, and I'm black and I'm the reason why you're in your predicament, and we're not realizing, hey, we both don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, but we have a lot of angry, jealousy, and built up just anxiety about stuff that people have created between us, and we haven't noticed it. Listen, man, if I help you and you help me, we can see a difference in who we can be.
Exactly. We went way past that a long time ago when we first met. The beauty of it. That was never a thing between you and me, ever. Not even for the lightest millisecond. And that's the beauty of it.
We walked into the Thoroughgood Inn, man, and it's like we saw each other through the thick room of bullshit and said, hey, man, what's going on, man? Hey, I'm going fine, though. Hey, man, when we didn't, back then, to be truthful, it wasn't a lot of bullshit to look through because we were so far above things, you know? Right now,
that's what I'm
you're
saying.
Starting
I
to deal with more
we
bullshit.
We are in the worst place. Yes.
Yeah.
We're in a much
worse. Much worse, man.
Much worse. And much we didn't see that. Like I said, I just said, Herman, come on, let's go on the road. And you jumped in the car and off we went. We never went. I never went, oh, I'm putting a criminal in my car. Bullshit, man. Where did all this shit go?
He's going to lead me to a Klans meeting.
He's taking me out in the woods. Holy shit, he's going to kill me.
Hey, look, I'm counting. Uh-oh, there's the second Budweiser.
Oh, man, if you listen to what people say, you and I should never exist.
Yeah.
We should not exist. We should hate each other and be at each other's throats, and yet we can sit down and have the best conversations every day at any time, and it just flows, and then we don't have to think about it.
Because there's no underlining agenda, no underlining personal agendas.
People have underlining personal agendas to say.
Mhm. That's right. Because when you have value in people, and you see value in people, there's a respect. If you see no value in the person, of course, there's going to be a disrespect, possible disrespect.
Yes.
And people don't get that.
They all want to talk equality, but nobody wants to live it.
There you go. Everyone wants to talk equality, but no one wants to live. Great point, man.
Because everybody wants to be above somebody. I'm here to be above you. I'm here to be better than you and all this other. No, we all just been on the same playing field, kids.
Yeah. And this is what people have to understand. And we're on the same plane.
Yep.
And I'm with you. I'm with you, man. It makes things, and even with the conversation, you begin to calm when you talk about things that make sense or come to conclusions or be able to solve something. And right now, we're in a lot of things and nothing is being solved.
No. And ain't nobody being held responsible.
Hello.
No, there's so much. There is so much going on inside our U.S. government that is unbelievable. And nobody's going to jail and nobody's being called on it. And nobody's doing anything. And then when people sit back and they watch that and they go, well, if it's okay for them to do whatever they want, then people sit there and go, it's okay for me to do whatever I want. And then chaos spreads. And that's what's happening right now.
Yeah. That's amazing how things are going right now and no one pays any attention.
No, not a drop. But those same people who aren't paying attention to that can name all their favorite players on a basketball team, but they can't tell you who the representative is.
Yeah,
this is right out of the Roman. This is out of the Roman playbook. Again, if you understand history, this is the Roman playbook. Keep them distracted, keep them entertained, and everything around them's burning. But man, their team made the playoffs.
That's what people want to know. You know, who did this and who did that, you know?
Yeah.
They
can tell you the shooting.
You know, they give us these teams and all these things. These are distractions, man.
Yeah, they are. It's, like I said, exactly like Rome. Why do you think they had the gladiators and all that? To distract people from their unending wars, from the currency crashing, from everything. This is Rome repeated.
How do they say we will reestablish our religion, we will reestablish our government. Now let the games begin.
Exactly.
Period. Because we're here to entertain the upper or the elites. We're here to entertain them. Period. Are you not entertained? Sparta. Okay.
I just don't get it, man. We are heading for a monstrous crash because more states, I mean, more countries have foregone the dollar. And
yeah,
now there is a group of people. Yeah, they're going to destroy us. People don't understand the only value the dollar really had at this moment was the petrodollar. That's gone now.
The most people don't realize the dollar is the backs of the people, are the backs of the people, greenbacks, the backs of the people. Without a laborious front to produce anything, you have no value of a dollar. The dollar is attached to something. A dollar doesn't just have a value. It's attached to either a material substance or a laborer, one or the other.
Yes.
Because America, right now what runs America is cocaine.
Hey, it built Miami.
You know what I'm saying?
People don't realize that. Without the coke of the 80s, there wouldn't be a Miami skyline.
Thank you. It wouldn't be anything. And before that,
no.
You had heroin.
Yes.
And no one's ever understand. A heroin doesn't mean a hero. It's heroin.
No, sure don't.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean hero. And people have to understand these things and overstand. Because if not, someone will end up standing over you.
Exactly.
And this is what people don't want to admit and don't want to say. I've seen so many cities that have fallen. We have fallen cities now, right? When someone says, well,
yep.
What do you think we should do? Maybe you should look at our failures. Maybe we should look at our failures because our failures are sitting right before us to see how
they're
we can try to do something. Yeah, they're right in your face, man. You know, nobody sees that there's anything wrong with what's going on, and you suggest anything, then you're some type of, what do they call it when you're fat shaming or anything that, I don't get it. There's no way to correct anything now because if you correct anything, you're shaming someone or putting someone down.
Right. Criticizing is gone. Critiquing is gone. It is now hate speech or you're dissing somebody or all this other happy crap that they've come up with.
Yeah. The hell does that mean?
And while we're
I'm
talking about money, listen to this. First Republic, another bank has failed. It was seized, and guess who they sold it to? J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan. So they've just become even more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose to sell that to them rather than anybody else. We have monopolies. Everything that we had when the first crash happened, we have now in spades. Because we have big banks that own every bank. We have big corporations. 8 corporations own almost everything on our shelves. These are massive monopolies. We do not have choice. We do not have a free market. We have a controlled market where the people who have the insides get all the rules written for them so they can put their competitors out of business.
Correct. Correct.
And all the time this is going on, the government's going, there's nothing wrong with the banks. It's just another one that failed. There's nothing wrong with the banks. They don't want to tell you, like the government pensions that everybody counts on, only funded at something like 38% to 40%. That is considered danger territory. Yet they go, everything's okay. Everything's okay. There's nothing. Don't listen to those people. We're telling you everything's okay.
Nothing to see here.
Move on.
Just stand down. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's okay. There's nothing. Nothing. The banks aren't collapsing. It was only 5.
That is amazing. And no one is paying this any attention because
No.
The masses are distracted.
Yes, they are.
You know, everybody, it's amazing how I'm watching people, and not to change, you know, the subject to this, but I'm looking at something in the water, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at people in our age group that are, should have been stop partying. Your party days, the grandmothers are not grandmothers anymore. They're glam mothers.
Yipper.
Grandmothers are not getting married anymore. You know, people, girls, tell me, I can't find a good man. You damn right you can't find a good man when your mother's still out there looking for a man and she's 42 and you're 25. You all out there searching for the same guy. You in competition with your mom. Okay, before you was just baking cookies with your mom. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You weren't screwing men with your mom. You were baking cookies. Things have changed,
it's
man.
It's like when you and I were growing up, and see, this is one of those things. You're supposed to go through stages in life. That's part of growing up. You're supposed to be young and reckless. You're supposed to be young and reckless. You're not supposed to be anything other than that when you're young. You're supposed to have your wild middle age. You're supposed to go through all these changes, but at some point you should get to have some kind of decorum about you. Like the older men when I was growing up were very staid. They were very steadfast. They were very they thought things through. And now it's party till you're 70 and take Viagra every day and let's just go have an orgy by the pool. And I'm like, what? Whatever happened to
Grandpa?
To becoming? Yeah. My grandpa never would buy Viagra. Jesus. They got it on. Get it for your old lives. And they got all these people down in the Florida in that old community where they got different codes to say what kind of swinging and pervert sexual activities they're into. This isn't the adults I knew. This is not the adults I knew.
No.
It's not.
Well, I'm not saying they were innocent. I'm not saying they were perfect. But I'm not saying they were perverted. Like this. We're on a different level. And I'm not saying it didn't exist, but now it's the norm.
Oh, yeah. It is
perversion
the norm.
Is the norm.
It is out in the open. It is.
That is the norm. And people say, if you're not perverted, you're not cool.
Right. Oh, you're one of them fuddy-duddies that believes in, you know, a family and spending time with your family and going places with your family. You're a fuddy-duddy.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to do that. No. Spending time with your family? Oh, that's terrible. No.
How boring.
That's
odd. How boring.
You know.
It's upside down world.
Father,
it's upside down world.
Yeah, it's upside down world because you have fathers that will not pay child support but will spend a boatload on some strippers.
Yeah.
You know. My children are hungry. But these whores need me.
Yes.
I'm confused. And this is the new world order.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm looking at guys, you know, as comedians. We're comedians, but we knew we had to have extra, you know, jobs and things. We never said, hey, I'm a comedian and that's all I do. Because we had to do other things. And we've always had side jobs. These other people? Oh, no.
No.
I'm going all out to be a comedian, and it's comedian or bust.
Yep.
This is where we are now. This is the real world.
Nobody has any responsibility. There's no responsibility.
No. No one has skills. Like you said, Herm. I'll mention this again. First time we went on tour was in a car you built. Here he is. So everybody says, comedy, Dan's top skill? Hell no. Dan can build some transportation to put us on the road to where we're going. So that's greater than the comedy act, though. That's greater.
Yeah.
Period. You're a skilled person. That's all I can say.
And And see, that's looked down upon now. What, you work on cars? Oh, how dare you be so dumb and naive?
You let your hands get dirty? Oh, oh my God.
Oh, oh my God. You broke a sweat.
You're the guy that gets
it's
his
really
hands dirty,
idiocracy.
People. This is a dirty
it's
hand
amazing,
guy.
Dude. Yeah, he's got stuff under his fingernails, and you've got men today going out and getting manicures. Come on, man, really?
And pedicures, manicures and pedicures, man.
Yeah, and I'm just like, wow, okay.
Now, I ain't talking about now. See, I've had a pedicure on a special occasion. My girl might have said, hey, you want? I had one. I tried it out, but I'm not going
yep.
every week to do some stuff. I tried it out with her. I said, hey, you know, you can be fair with your lady. Try it out with her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. But there's people who, if they don't have it, they feel like there's something wrong with them.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
We're trying to live like rich people on poor money. And when you try to live like rich people, and then you go look at the rich people, and they don't do anything you're doing. You've been told how rich people live. But when you really get down to the brass tacks of it, they don't do stuff you do. They don't take vacations. They don't take time off. They get up in the morning. They get on the grind. They grind from sun up to sundown. And if they wake up in the middle of the night, they'll grind some more. These people are fanatics about making money. They're not out there to buy a watch to impress you or buy this to impress you. Everything they buy has a purpose.
Thank you. And that's what people don't understand. When we're in the money and we're spending money is a tool. And you have to understand what you're building, period.
Yep.
Many people spend money, and it's like you're using a Phillips screwdriver as a flathead. You're going to make things work. No, you need to make sure you do have them in a position, because if not, you're going to end up with no tools when they're needed. And that's what happens. People
it's
flow with no identified crazy. Purpose.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's paying for it right now. Everybody's paying for it right now.
Yes. Everybody's. Remember back in the day when they said, listen, think about how many times you flush your toilet. Think about how much you run water. Think about how long you take a shower. Okay? We were talking about this in the 80s, in the 70s.
Yes.
Now you're into a world of just let the water run. Who cares about the light being all on there? I might not have gas, but I'll get some gas. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I'm going to get it somehow. We live in a world of manifestation where it's like this stuff don't even have to be real, but you're going to find a way to make it work. That's not real.
Exactly.
That's what has happened to every homeless person on the streets. They one day ran out of the finding a way. And once you run out of the finding a way and no more resources, guess what? You're going to bottom out.
Ain't nobody going to step up. Nobody's going to save you.
You cannot live a life of no planning, day-to-day planning. You can't do that because no one can bail you out of that. There's no way to plan that you didn't play. There's no way to prepare if you never prepared.
Right.
And there's no way to correct it if someone says, well, you had to prepare. Well, I never be quiet to understand how you got in that position. This is the world we live in.
There's no
normalized
no personal responsibility. No personal responsibility for anything you do is always somebody else's fault.
Yeah. You didn't help me. You didn't do this. You don't think about me. You don't trust me. You don't. What put your hind parts in the position you in to tell me what I don't?
Exactly.
That's what the amazing thing in the world is. The people who help people are more in trouble than the people who have put you in the position. Because if you're willing to help people, that means you're willing to take the ridicule of whatever problem they're facing and going through. And the people that helped them be in the problem, they'll be at home sleep. They will be at home sleep. Never, ever a part of anything. All they are is the problem. They're never a solution. And it's amazing.
And now people have got
every day.
And people have got so selfish now. That's why you have all these young people. We're not going to have kids. Well, when you get older, You're going to wish you had them. You're going to wish that you have a family when you're older, because when you're older and everybody's done with you that's using you right now, guess who's going to come see you? Nobody.
Nobody.
Guess who's going to come help you? Nobody.
Nobody.
And then you're going to end up in a nursing home spending all that money you worked all that time to get so that they can abuse you. Like, I'm not saying every nursing home is abusing, don't get them, but a bunch of them are.
Yeah, we're not saying all of them, but a bunch of them are abusing people.
You see, now, and I can say that because I had both of my parents in a nursing home, and if I didn't go down there every day, their needs were not met.
Mm-mm-mm. See, that's real.
And I watched this one. I don't know if you've seen the one where they have all the hot chicks and this one dude, and they basically point out to them how their plan of life is full of shit. They all, he goes, let me tell you something. He goes, when you're 55, 60, sitting in that home alone, he goes, that career will mean nothing to you. He goes, I went to a birthday party for my mom. There were 70 people there that were all related to her. She was the one that started that. And ain't nobody asked her what her career was.
Nobody. She made
nobody.
70 ancestral beings that are there with her. Several.
Yeah.
So therefore,
and we put such a high
beings,
value. Yeah. You've added so
yeah.
much to the world.
Yo. We've added so much to the world, and there's so many people to love you and understand you and be a part of your life. But when you've not accomplished anything but just, I've been beautiful, and people need to take care of me, and I'm a princess, you're in trouble.
Yep.
And then when you have
yep.
all of the boys, and this is what's so terrible, you have so many boys living as if they are a princess.
Yeah.
They're admiring the female so much that we don't even have any strength within our ranks anymore. Period. They don't even look at
no.
a mechanic. Ooh, I'm not getting my hands dirty. He's a mechanic. You're a boy, man.
Exactly.
And
it's
if you
sad.
Say something like that, you're wrong.
You're a
misogynist. I cannot have an opinion towards. Yeah, I can't have an opinion about men towards men and life unless I'm following the non-misogynistic way of life. I don't even know what that means. When you say misogynistic, that's some new after 1980 bull crap. When you say narcissistic, that's some new after 1980 bull crap. And these are these words that people get stuck on. You're narcissistic.
Yep.
You're so-and-so. You're this. You're lame. No cap. I mean, everything's some bull crap, some bullshit. And it doesn't it has a
label.
Title. It doesn't have a description. No description.
Well, let me take a quick break. We're going to take a top-hour break. I got one break in before you came. I need to get this one done. So we're going to take a quick
brother.
Break, top off your coffee, whatever you're doing over there. And we're going to be right back. After these words.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched the 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
You still there?
All right, man.
Yeah, I wanted to get that break out so we can do this last half hour straight and get to it.
Hello.
I'm gonna go over here and pop up on Drudge because I love watching. Remember, Drudge broke the story about Monica Lewinsky, and now he has turned into basically another corporate shill. It's amazing. But I love to look at the headlines they throw up here because it's kind of funny to me. It says, they got here, Vatican secret peace mission in Ukraine.
Vatican secret peace mission in Ukraine.
Yeah.
What type of peace mission are they on in Ukraine?
Well, here's the first question, though. If the headline said it's a secret peace mission, I think they've lost their secrecy.
I think so. You know,
I think I may be it's not secret when you got it in a headline.
I don't think it can be secret if it's in a headline.
And nobody will ask that question. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, oh, it was a secret mission. It's not a secret mission when everybody knows about it. And nobody's talking about France. France is on fire right now. Millions of people taken to the streets, and you won't see it on any of the major news networks.
France is on fire?
They have been rioting and in the streets now for weeks, millions of people.
Well, you know, we won't hear anything about that.
No. You don't want people to have hope that somebody might rise up.
Yeah. If they're going to show us France, they're going to be partying. They're going to show somebody partying and having a great time.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. We've been deceived, man, on a different level of deception.
As the generals call it, the fifth stage of war.
Yeah. Because this war is more mental than anything. When you see people
buying into so many things of vanity, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Period. We are buying into cars, purses,
yes,
and material clothing.
I'm hearing people talking about $700 to $1,000 a month in a car payment. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I heard someone say the other day, I got to get me a new phone. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to go from between this $800 to $1,200 phone.
Yeah.
Okay. But why be shocked when you can see men take $1,000 of hard work money and throw it on top of a stripper?
Yeah.
You cannot get anything back from that. And on the evil side of that, if you will go and throw your money away in church, you'll come out of church and throw your money away on the stripper. It's the same concept. You're throwing it out on nothing. You're getting no return from it. And people say, well, why would you say church is like a stripper? Because the stripper's pimping you and the church are too.
There's a lot of people hurt by that, but that unfortunately is true. Not every church, because like I said, I grew up one of them single room churches that was out in the country, and our preacher worked a day job and didn't take money for his preaching. And he did that from his heart.
I would call that family gathering, because the word church has destroyed family gathering and spiritual gatherings. The word church is just as bad as saying, I love you, and look at how relations are split up, you know?
Yes.
It's just so crazy.
See,
you're talking about.
You're right. Family. That was an artificial family that gathered to pray and do good things for the community. And the money raised there went back into the community. Where nobody ever said, you got to tithe 10%. They just passed the plate. What you stuck in the plate is what you had to stick in the plate.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, in that system, the pastor is not living off of the people.
No.
When you see systems where the pastor is living off the people and he's what I call the pretend God, that's when there's a problem.
Yeah.
When you have the
And we can all name the
mega churches.
We can name the mega
churches. Oh, man, that is crazy.
You got Pat Robertson out here with, you know, million-dollar mansion and horses and stuff. And there are people hungry. And we were all, and if you won't go back and play the Bible like they're playing right now, always remember one of the biggest lines in the Bible is, build ye not temples unto me.
Thank you.
And then that's exactly
build
what they
did. Build ye not temples unto me.
And that's exactly what they did.
Everywhere.
And not just little ones. Multi-million-dollar ones that only serve the church and not the community.
Yeah, because if the church serves the community, why is it only open on Sunday, except for programs for the church during the week?
Exactly.
Very rarely. If you had churches all around the country feeding the homeless, no one would be hungry.
Exactly.
No
if
one would be
take
hungry. If
we take the profit, if you just take the profit from the RonaVax that we paid to develop, you could feed how many people in this country?
Yeah. So what kills me is you have this big building, everybody's there to worship, and you're pouring all your money into the building and into the preacher and his family.
Yeah.
The building is together, the building fund, and now the preacher and his family are doing what they do, and you're struggling and don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, but they're telling you, hey, just pray to Jesus and it's going to get better. I've been praying to Jesus for 42 years. My light bill has been due every year since I've been in the church. So, yeah, you're going to tell me about the people who are already doing good before they got to the church and sustained after they got here. But what about us that thought we were going to receive a miracle? What about us?
Yeah.
Here. What about us that thought we were going to receive a miracle? And tell me how to describe this miracle, and I'm just as poor as I was in mind, body, and soul, and frame as I was the day I got here.
Actually, I'm 10% poor.
Yeah.
bologna sandwich.
Yeah. I just don't get it, man. It's blowing my mind how we as a people, the simple things we should be doing, we're trying to find a way around them. And everything we shouldn't be doing, we're doing it in abundance. I don't understand it. You know.
It's truly upside down. It is.
Yeah. It's truly upside down, man. It's
the only place you can compare us to, though, is ancient Rome. Because according to ancient Rome, we're in the perfect stage for collapse. Because there was totally, you know, that's the gay bathhouses, that's the Roman orgies, all of that stuff was at the end. And if you look at any society that is on the verge of collapse, they all just throw everything out the window and it's do what you can for those few years and then you pay the price.
And see, and it's really crazy. It's like, okay, according to anything, if people following anything biblically, okay, we're not supposed to mark our bodies or cut our bodies. Pierce, mark, or cut our bodies, okay?
Yep.
So most people that you see now, by the time, if you're under 30, you know, and going towards 25, most of these people's body are tatted up from the neck all the way down to their toes almost.
Yep.
I'm talking about young men with whole cities. I watched a guy today, he had a whole city on his chest, the city of New Orleans. Why?
Exactly.
Why?
And you know I have tattoos. I have tattoos. But today I look around. When I got my tattoos, I was one of the few. Now the police officers, doctors, lawyers, everybody's tatted up. Everybody.
Everybody, and I'm not just talking about, you have some, listen, there's a difference between saying I have tattoos and saying I am tatted up. Those are two different worlds. Thank you, man. Unless I notice that you have tattoos, I really don't notice, right?
Yeah.
Tattoos, when I seen you, and the first thing that comes to my mind is not, you know, Dan has some, you know, identifiable tattoos. That's not the first thing that comes to mind because that's not what took over your whole body and soul.
No.
You don't have tattoos everywhere. I'm talking about people that are tatted up. They have just all kinds. I know a girl. I saw a girl, man. She's got, like, SpongeBob and different – what are those characters like – what are those
anime?
What are those characters? Yeah, anime. There you go. She's got it all over her body, man.
Yeah.
All over her body. And I'm like, it blows my mind. Like, why did you do that?
And probably while you were having the conversation about her tattoos, when you were having the conversation with her about her tattoos, she's at the same breath going, I can't find me a good man.
At the same time, I can't find me a good man. Oh, my God. And these guys with their whole face tatted up. What is going on? Words on your head, prophecy, sacrifice. What is this?
Yeah.
Look at the words that they're putting on their face.
Oh yeah, it's like
it's
a first grade.
Why would you put murder? Why would you put murder across your eyebrow?
Because they want to hate. They want to hate society so much that see that's what we've taught people to tear everything down. We've taught that everything you've been taught is bad. So let's just tear it all down. Let's just tear everything down. That you know that you can't be judged. You can do whatever you want. Things that used to embarrass people, they're now proud of.
Yeah. Things that used to embarrass people are now proud of. That, and like,
exactly.
You know, a lady, call me a lady and treat me like a lady. Now ladies say, how you doing, bitch?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, bitch, how you doing, bitch? And you're like, okay, I can't call you a bitch.
Exactly.
But you can address yourself as bitch. Okay.
See, that's the whole thing. It's amazing if you really look at what we're witnessing a breakdown of self-esteem. Since you can't build a real self-esteem, you're going to build a false one. You're going to build a false self-esteem. And that's what happens when everything is given to you and you haven't earned anything. When you notice when you finish something, a project, and like when I do something to the car and it now runs, I stand back and I feel good inside because I did that. I have a real legitimate success. not somebody going, hey, great job. I mean, it doesn't run now, but you tried. Smack you on the ass. Good, you're a mechanic. Now go out in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. And have you ever washed your car? And just because you washed your car, you sit back and it feels like you get better gas mileage and it runs better.
Yes. Yes.
It's the greatest
amazing.
Reform.
Yeah, it is.
And
but
you know it's not necessarily true, but it just feels.
Yeah. Well, that same euphoria these people are getting just because of likes and pages. They get the same dopamine response. And so now, instead of doing something that's actually real and contributing, it's easier to just sit there and be fake. Yep.
There you go. And instead of you accomplishing things, now it's easy to be an influencer.
Right.
So you're saying,
I don't have to do anything.
I said something to make you think. So therefore, I'm important because I said something to make you think. You know what I'm saying? That's what I had to do.
I did.
Okay.
You know,
that's
what I'm saying. So
that's the beauty of our conversations, though, because we both kind of check each other.
Yes. That's a great thing. And when you check each other, we make one another think.
Yes.
And test our minds and give us other angles to see life that we may not have experienced.
Period. And that's the truth. That's the truth.
You know? And with that, it challenges your mind. You grow insight. You gain depth. You know? Period. And people, that's a lot of them. Think about this. If you're bouncing your ideas off of another person and that person is an idiot, then you're just receiving stupid-ass ideas.
Yep.
And that's what happens. And a lot of times when you talk to people over and over again, you end up in more frustration than you do growth because it's not that they have stupid ideas. It's just they're growing and don't realize their ideas are not where yours are.
Well,
and when people don't want
to
learn.
80% of, well, that goes back to 80% of the people who won't call out something that they see obviously wrong.
There you go.
They'll just agree with it and go, okay, well, I don't want to argue with you. I'm just going to agree. It's just agree, agree, agree. No, you should try to have a conversation, but that requires the other person to listen. And you and I both know that people don't listen to us. They talk at us to shut us down rather than listen to what we're saying and go, hey, that kind of makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what I see. People don't listen to you to hear you or to receive. People listen to you to respond and reply before they've actually received with it. They already, if they take a couple words out of what you're saying, sometimes people shut you off from the rest of what you're saying.
Yes.
They've taken what they want out of the conversation, and that's how they reply to you.
Exactly.
Yes, I call this the new excerpt conversation. It's not the whole subject. It's just excerpts of what the conversation should be.
Yeah. That means just throw a couple catchphrases in there so I can ring the catchphrase bell to show you that I'm there and I'm woke and I'm with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
if you
it,
ever
it's
went
the problem,
into the subject, they would know.
Here's the problem in my opinion. My opinion, what it's worth. We are taught in school, a teacher would say, go do a research paper on why dogs lick their feet. And you instantly go, I'm going to go do a research paper, and you'll spend hours of your time coming up with sentient points, and you'll write it down to the nth degree. But sitting at home, you'll hear something on the TV, and you won't in your mind go, why, and then go research it. You just go, the TV said so. And
yeah.
Learning stops when you graduate school. because now you're too busy with family and work and following the basketball players and the tennis players and the hockey players and all that other stuff that you don't have time to actually do your own research, which we were criticized for doing during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So you stop growing once you graduate. Whatever point you're at when you're graduating from school, that's where you stop growing. But people don't see that you grow every day at your job when you learn how to do this, when you learn how to do that. It is basically a school. Life is a school. All of your living is a school that's supposed to teach you things. And that's why if you go through life and you act like the same teenager when you're 60, then you have learned nothing.
Thank you.
That's where decorum comes from. That's where these old men who have this steadfast knowledge, and they don't play your stupid games. And when you talk to them, they laugh at you because what you're saying to them is gibberish, and they actually have the intestinal fortitude and the knowledge of who they are as a person because they have learned through all the phases of their life. And what you're telling them is stupid. And that's what they hate is when the older people who are actually, you know, like Jordan Peterson and all these other ones, they're all steadfast. Thomas Sowell was very steadfast. And these people don't want to talk about it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was a distinguished man. But now if you're a distinguished man, you're some kind of stupid.
Yeah, because see, everyone's Thomas Sowell, and he was a great scholar. People just listened. They just wanted to listen to Thomas Sowell because he was so He was so enriching. He had so much to say and so much to be able to help you. And it's just life, man. And we don't want to hear the intangibles anymore. We just want to hear the idiocy, because there's more idiots now than there are people who are tangible.
It's truth.
Yeah, more idiots run this earth right now without serving true purpose. They're just living and living and living and living. They're not doing anything to put, how do I say, man, we used to be, like, you know, leaving a mark or, you know, leaving a legacy. That's over.
Yes. No,
we're leaving mockeries. That's done.
Yes. True.
We're into mockeries now. So I'm feeling these things that are going on, but it's like life is getting to a point where the upside down is so obvious, it's unreal to say you don't see it. You know people, you know how things are just separated right now, Dan. Many people don't see it, but there's a major separation. We've been separated for so long that now it's just a huge gap for us. But a lot of people are not aware of how huge the separation is, man.
No. It's everywhere. It's in the schools. The schools are nothing more than indoctrination camps anymore.
Thank you.
That's why they want to make you take all those extra classes that you really don't need for your degree. An engineer doesn't have to know six different languages. If he chooses to know six different languages, that's one thing. But it's a requirement to graduate when all you're going to be doing is designing buildings. That's stupid.
That's
why trade schools.
Why do we have to take
trade
economics? What was it for?
Yeah, trade schools. I went to a trade school, and I think I got a better education because of it. Because every class was about my trade.
Yeah. You can apply it to something.
Yes.
What can you apply algebra to? You know, I'm just saying, what can you apply geometry to directly? What, I mean, you have to think about it. Yeah, you can say, well, I can build, but build what? When you say the learning how to fix a car, you say, hey, that's the mechanics of fixing the car. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm an academic major.
I learned all of my car building skills without a single school teaching me.
Yep.
I learned everything from the other men in my life around me who realized that teaching a younger generation was important.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and that's what I'm talking about. See, we knew something. See, I'm not a great mechanic, but I know how to fix things to the basis that I need. I'm not a great builder, but I know how to build well enough to make a shelter.
Yeah, yeah. Will we build the Taj Mahal? No, we won't build the Taj Mahal, but we'll build something dry, safe, and waterproof.
There you go. That's all I'm talking about, Dan. The basic,
well, it's the
man.
Same thing with California. The homeless population, see, in California, they set out to solve the homeless problem. And the way they set out to solve the homeless problem was building 100 units in a multi-million dollar building where they gave them these lavish things that they didn't need, where they could have just taken that same amount of money and built about probably 2,000 or 3,000 teeny homes and little buildings for them to live in where they're dry and protected from the elements.
Yeah.
But the government solution is always luxury. Just spend it all.
Homeless,
that's their whole purpose.
Yes. If I'm homeless, who's looking for fancy amenities?
I'm just looking for a shower and a bed and a roof.
Yeah. And maybe something, and give me a shelf maybe to sit a couple things on so it feels important.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And we're in a world, man, like I said, we're overdoing things and then underdoing things at the same exact time.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like this.
I haven't either. Not in my entire life have I seen it as screwed up as it is right now.
Mm-mm.
And it is.
It is so screwed up, and it's so crazy how the basic things, okay, I'm going to give you basic things that we don't use now. Say, for instance, you take some pure honey, right?
Yep.
And you pour it over some purple onions. It is one of the best cough syrups and things used for your lungs and everything, and a great antibiotic. But we don't look at these things natural anymore. I remember our grandparents used to tell us, they didn't go to the doctor when we were young.
No
one was saying, hey, let's go to the doctor. Who said, when you were little, did anybody say, let's go to the doctor for every small thing?
No. We healed it. Hell, remember when you used to get a knot on your head when you got hit? They just said, keep them awake for 3 hours.
Yep.
Nobody said, run, get an MRI, an X-ray, and all this other stuff.
Nope. Keep them awake for 3 hours. Make sure he don't fall asleep.
Yeah, that was it.
That's it. And I'm talking about, this looks like have your brain about to come out your head. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Give him an ice pack. Make him stay up.
Yeah. I remember knots that were at least a half inch off my head. You could see them from across the room. And never once did I go get anything for that.
And that's what I've had. Okay. I've had several head injuries that I know if it was in the modern times, I would have been in the emergency room.
Exactly.
Dude.
I know that one for a fact with me, too. I've been knocked unconscious at least 3 times.
And you notice how after you say you were knocked unconscious 3 times and we laugh? If this was a younger generation, they'd be like, oh, my God, and then what happened? Because it's nothing major to us.
No. That's life.
That's life. It's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, when people start looking at like with us, it was all mind over matter. If you didn't mind, it wouldn't matter. It was that simple.
Exactly. And everybody, when you got sick, everybody wait at least 3 to 6 days before we'd even think about going to the hospital.
Thank you.
To see how it played out.
Thank you.
And let your immune system take care of it and rest and fluids with what you were given.
I remember times where I thought I had malaria or something in my mind, and I'm laying there, and my mother is giving me the home remedies, and she'll tell you, take a shower, take a bath, and then you take a bath in the Epsom salt, and you get up and you put on some fresh clothes, and the sheets are changed, and then they go and they put this big, heavy blanket over top of you.
Yep.
And let that big quilt go over top of you, and you sweat and sweat and sweat and sweat and sweat. And when you get up, feel better.
Yes, you do.
you feel better. And then that was just that simple. Now you have doctors giving you all these prescriptions and everything, and you're even worse. I mean, the colds are lasting longer, you know. Something that would only be 5 days in our time or 6 days in our time. This has been, I've had a cold for 3 weeks nowadays before.
Oh, I know. I've seen that everywhere.
Where it just lingered and lingered and lingered. Until we start eating better. We start eating better, I start feeling better.
Yeah. I cut out fast food and sodas and all that stuff a couple years ago. I'm down 100 pounds. I'm much healthier. I've got great blood pressure. You know, quit eating the garbage. Get back
and
to
that's
the basics
where I am
that
now.
Nobody wants to. Yep. I'm healthy
get
now.
Get back to the basics.
I'm in my 60s.
Yeah, man. You look good, man. That's what I'm talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to look that good when I'm your age. I got 5 years. Man, I got five Ooh. Whole years to make sure I'm all right.
got to catch up with me.
Oh, man.
Well, I hate to say this, Herb, but our time has blasted by yet again, man.
Hey, you know how we do it now.
We've been on the phone for an hour and a half, and it seems like 10 minutes.
Yeah, like smooth sailing, man. That's how it is with good conversation.
Absolutely. Well, folks, I hate to do this, but the time clock does not stop, not even for me and Herman. And we have
All right.
things to do, and I have things to do. But I want to thank you, Herman. I always appreciate you coming on the show, and we are going to get this turned into it's coming soon, folks. I got to have some time to make the stuff, but we're going to be calling. This is going to be Common Sense or Lunch. Lunch with the Rednecks and Brothers.
Because, all right.
We're going to change this show. Herman's going to join me every week. I love having him on here. I hope you love having him on here because he's a great addition to the show, in my opinion. And if you're listening to this out there, folks, you are
Thank you.
The resistance. Thank you, Herman.
Thank you, partner.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.